Welcome to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs, marketers, and founders to accelerate growth and thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 240.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's show is sponsored by the BeProfit app for e-commerce sellers. Need a clearer picture of your profit margins, or want an easier way to understand your ad spend, or looking for a fast way to analyze all of your Shopify store's data? Then the BeProfit app does it all for you. And like many of our listeners, I used to track a lot of my profits and expenses with all things like a spreadsheet. It worked for a while, but you know, my store started to scale up and it simply wasn't a viable method to accurately measure the profitability anymore. And that's where BeProfit now changes all of that for Shopify brands. It's currently available right now in the Shopify App Store. BeProfit gathers vast amounts of data in a blink of an eye with an auto integrations to a lot of the top ad platforms, AliExpress, and a lot more. But what BeProfit does next is to translate all of your first party, your Shopify store data into an intuitive and customizable all-in-one dashboard, providing you with valuable insights, and it literally allows you to zoom in on the metrics that matter most to your brand. You can even take full control of your data by creating and exporting your own custom reports. So that's pretty exciting. Discover your most valuable products, their top performing ads, best customer cohorts, and so much more, all with the BeProfit's intuitive profit dashboard. Now you can visit BeProfit.co and you can start a 7-day free trial, kind of kick the tires and see what this platform can do. Also, for e-commerce Fastlane listeners, you get access to an exclusive lifetime 15% discount. Use code FL15 on any BeProfit plan. So you get a 7-day free trial, 15% off for life. Check them out today at BeProfit.co and use the discount code FL15. Well, hey there, it's Steve Hutt, and welcome back to Season 5 of e-commerce Fastlane. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, I'm excited to introduce my guest today. His name is Danny. He's the co-founder and CEO of a company called Lucky Orange, and they're a conversion rate optimization platform that helps merchants reduce your cart abandonment and grow sales by truly understanding a visitor's behavior on your Shopify store. They're a Shopify Plus technology partner, which we'll dig into in a few minutes, which really means they have almost this privacy and this scale really to assist all brands on Shopify, the biggest and the smallest. So let's jump in and learn more. So hi, Danny. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve, and hi, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to join today.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to have you on. You know, you've been on my radar for years, and I know the importance of CRO. I know the importance, and we'll talk about what your tool actually does. You've kind of elevated yourself into a certain kind of level now in the Shopify world now, and it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to others that are using your platform now and just really helping to understand the customer journey and making intelligent data-driven decisions based on these sessions that you have recorded and heat mapping. And there's a lot of things inside Lucky Orange that I want to make sure people understand. I think many people have heard of you, but maybe they don't know specifically. And that's what I want to unpack today, is to understand exactly what your tool does. So let's talk on high level first, though. Let's talk about some of the high level problems that you're solving today for Shopify.
Yeah, and it's a really great setup. And as you mentioned earlier, if you're here and you're listening, it's because we're always learning and we're always growing. That doesn't stop with our websites either. And we think about our websites, sometimes we think about them as almost like these static things where we make our best guess or best recommendation, put some content out there and see how people respond to it. The reality is we have a duty, we have an obligation to monitor those responses and make informed changes based upon those things. So if we look at Lucky Orange in this example, what does Lucky Orange do to help facilitate that? Well, if you think about the visitors that come to your website, oftentimes they leave these almost like digital breadcrumbs behind. And whether we are marketers, analytics people, media buyers, tech people, we like to pick up on these digital breadcrumbs and assemble the puzzle of what's happening on our site. And Lucky Orange really aims to, as we say, pull back the digital curtain and give you real transparency as far as what's working on the site, what may be stumbling blocks or hurdles that we may not know about that are preventing, you know, potential sales, conversions, more contact forms and signup.
I love that. I know I was looking just before recording today and I completely forgot about some of the things that you can do. And one is doing surveys and things like, you know, at the end of a transaction or if someone's going to be leaving the site and not convert, it's so interesting to me that, you know, was the session recorded? Likely. Are there heat maps associated with that session more generally? Yes. But then you go specifically with a survey, you're actually there able to ask a couple intelligent questions and maybe helps you figure out, is this corroborating what we're seeing as the session recordings and maybe heat maps and other different sorts of like visitor profiles that we have? Does the exit survey, does that really help impact decision-making? And I believe the answer is probably yes to that. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's stepping back and you're thinking about one of the things that's important to whether you're a solo entrepreneur or you're a large brand on Shopify Plus is we want to understand and get the most value out of every visitor. Ideally, yes, we want every visitor to purchase. But in the real world, and when we're breaking down the data, whether we are a small site or even a large brand, very common in e-commerce, conversion rates are around 1% to 2%. And again, to really break that number down, and sometimes it's a very sobering metric, that we are bringing, let's say, 100 people to our sites. And maybe we paid for that traffic through Google or Facebook or an Instagram ad or some other influencer, but somehow we're driving traffic to our site. And we're lucky if one out of those 100 people decide to buy our product or sign up as a lead. Even more so, if two out of 100, you're doing even better than the most. So the idea is, what can we learn from those one or two people? And also, what can we learn from the other 98 people that did not convert? And what can we gain from those things and make the meaningful changes? So that way, the next time 100 people come to the site, maybe two or three people convert, maybe even four. While it may not seem like the biggest deal, we're now talking about doubling our sales, doubling our leads. And this is the type of insights we provide for tens of thousands of Shopify merchants.
Let's talk about this origin story because it really does fascinate me about why people build what they build. And like, and obviously the pieces came together with the founding team quite a few years ago, but I just would like to understand a little bit about the desire and the expertise to want to build this platform. I wonder if you can kind of share some kind of inside information on some of the founding team.
The desire and the need from Lucky Orange came from really what we saw was a shift happening in general within kind of internet advertising, and then the importance on not just about finding the best ad network and getting as many clicks as I can for the cheapest amount, but then recognizing really, how do I get the most out of each visitor? And how am I understanding that? Budgets can be tight for a lot of people. And whether, you know, you're just starting out or again, an established brand, what can we do? So we began to say, well, I know I have visitors on my site right now. What if there's a way I could speak with them and connect with them? And maybe it's in real time through the tools Lucky Orange provides, like our chat software or our surveys or our announcements. But for those I can't speak to right now, what can I learn from the people that dropped off? Not just rooted in traditional analytics like Google Analytics that still have value, but traditionally, if you think about a visitor's journey on site as a story, oftentimes we've been stuck with the beginning of that story and the end of that story. The beginning of that story might be, how many visits did I get today? Where did they come from? And then we'd get stuck in almost like vanity metrics, like what was their average time on site and what was our bounce rate? And the end of that visitor story is, okay, but how many sales did I have today? And those are important metrics, but really, what can we do to focus on those next tier metrics. Okay, not every visitor bounced. Some people viewed my product. Many of them even added it to cart. Where did I lose them? Was it on the billing page? Were they looking for my return policy? Did a button not even work? And unless someone would take the time to pick up the phone and call you or send you an email, hey, your site's not working. Unfortunately, most visitors, if they struggle to find what they're looking for, they're going to hit the back button, go back to Google and click on the next link, which may even be a competitor of yours. So we wanted to really invest in a software that could give people that transparency, again, to see exactly what's happening there. We do this in the form of visitor sessions or recordings. We can watch simulations and playback of what visitors anonymously do on your site without the need to capture any sensitive or personally identifiable information. Yes, they are clicking on a button. That button's not working. Or they are scrolling, but in our heat maps, we're showing you that they don't even scroll as far down as your call to action button. So these kind of visual insights really help you make informed choices that simply, again, aren't just rooted in, well, they stayed on my site 2 minutes longer today. I must be doing something right. Well, no, you still didn't get the sale. So let's get them further down that funnel and use a Lucky Orange funnel to really identify which stage are my people dropping off in. And then most importantly, identify that the need in this market ranges, again, from startups, solo entrepreneurs, scaling businesses, and large brands, and having an effective price point where we have free plans and then range from $10 and up, that we're not going to blow out your budget. That great software is great, but if you can't even afford it, or by buying that software, you have no budget left over to then reinvest in optimizing the site. So we understand the kind of symbiotic relationship that we want to have in everyone's tech stack.
Yeah, it's interesting. I do recommend a lot of different solutions to the book of business and the brands that I manage. And a lot of times I do like an app audit and I just try to find out, okay, like, why did you choose these certain solutions? You know, Shopify does 80% of commerce really well. It's that extra 20% typically needs to be filled in with some sort of connection to enhance the platform or the customer experience or the data analysis like you folks do. But it's just interesting, whereas a lot of times some people, just because attrition of employees and things, some people forget why it is they have certain apps running. You know, that slows your website down, these certain things, and then the expense that goes along with it. And it's funny when you reveal what's actually going on, and I know how affordable your solution is. It's almost a necessary thing to have. Like I said, if you're not testing and comparing and doing some, just even A-B testing certain things or just understanding the customer journey, then you're not getting any better. You know your competitors are working on it, and if you're not, that's not great for you. And so I know you have an affordable solution to want to do that. And so one thing I want to add, I'm just thinking about it now, that I think is a really important kind of caveat, because there are others, you know, in the Shopify world, and even go to Google and kind of search for it. There's lots of other kind of, I'd say, CRO or heat map kind of session recording type solutions. You're a little bit different, but I just would like to understand a little bit about how you have kind of differentiated yourself. There's some notable peers out there that have some functionality that's similar, but you have notably done something unique to differentiate with others. And so we'd love to understand a little more about that.
Yeah, and it's a great question. And I think there's a couple components to that answer. And I'll speak first specifically to this market and the Shopify market. One of the things is we didn't simply want to just say, hey, let's take Lucky Orange and repackage it and call it a Lucky Orange for Shopify. It would have been easy to do, but from the very beginning, investing in the Shopify ecosystem, in the merchants, in the merchant success, and understanding who the merchants are would help us curate a better user experience. So one of the things we do is if you sign up for Lucky Orange through Shopify, we're going to make the out-of-the-box experience a lot better for you. We're going to create some tags and create funnels that are really programmatic to the typical Shopify visitor or merchant experience by creating tags and funnels that say, all right, from the homepage to viewing the product to adding the cart and billing and shipping, we're going to create those funnels for you. We're going to add tags so you can quickly find sessions of visitors that did purchase or did not purchase. We really, really focused on speed and performance, so that way we do not affect the speed or performance of your website. As a matter of fact, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more later, but with the Shopify ecosystem right now, which has really a very impressive roster of over 7,000 apps.
True. Yeah,
7,000 apps.
And growing.
Incredible to see that. And growing, absolutely. But right now, there are only 80 that are in the Plus ecosystem. We're very proud to say that we are one of those 80 apps, which means we went through a really important vetting process that focused on the privacy, the security, and the support we provide. So, you know, as we continue to differentiate ourselves from people in the ecosystem and people just outside of Shopify, yeah, I think our commitment to the merchant, our price point, the ease of use, some competitors we have out there require you to set up experiments, which means today I want to track these pages or tomorrow I want to track these, but we're more always on and we allow you to go back and say, okay, well, what happened a week ago? Because you don't always know what you're looking for. And this is the important part of having that data there, that reliability that I can go back and find it. And that's something that's, again, time and time again, merchants tell us it's, you know, we didn't even know what we were looking for, let alone worrying about setting up experiments or samples of users. It's so great to have it all.
Congrats again on that Plus certification, because you're right, there's only 80 of them. I mean, slowly over time, they're going to be adding more, but it's quite a rigorous process. I've spoken to other founders who got Plus certified, and it was quite an ordeal. Because number one, there's some big bad brands, you know, that are doing almost $1 billion in revenue, and they don't want to have any issues with the use of any third-party application, you know, and then all the other benefits you mentioned for the privacy and security and data handling and things like that. I think those are all important benefits of what you get with Lucky Orange at an extremely affordable price. I don't want to keep hitting home on that, but I think it turns out to be almost a no-brainer for most folks. If you're not doing these sorts of things, it's going to be so affordable to try it out and see what you're missing. One question I do have, though, I'm just top of mind here, is about visitor profiles. You mentioned about a lot of the tagging things, and it gets into these conversion funnels. You kind of understand where people are dropping off or converting and wanting to do more of certain things. You mentioned PII, this personally identifiable information, or non-PII, I guess is probably a better way to say. I'm just curious about how the visitor profiles part of Lucky Orange works. So there's going to be the known customer, like the logged in experience. They could have been, you know, somehow we got an email address or a phone number or some kind of opt-in of some sort. I assume that must correlate to a Shopify customer record of some sort, a purchase or not, but still a record of some sort. And then there's this unknown customer, because I would agree with you if, let's say the conversion rate is 2%, 98 out of 100 are leaving. Are some of those known? Yeah, some of those are known customers. They have previously shopped, potentially, or they've opted into some kind of a discount code, but still haven't purchased yet. I just would like to unpack it a little bit about, because it just fascinates me, the known and the unknown customer journey, and then how Lucky Orange can maybe help people understand that or how to action the data.
Yeah, it's a great part of how Lucky Orange operates. And I'll kind of give this real world example that we all maybe experience in life or have experienced or things like that, and then exactly technically why that makes sense. So think about a website, like whether you have kids or you've been to a friend's house who has kids, undoubtedly you're going to walk past a refrigerator or somewhere and there's going to be a piece of artwork up on the refrigerator.
Yep.
And you're like, what is that thing supposed to be? Is that a sunset? What's going on there? And as the parent, they're so proud of their kid's artwork. And you're walking by like, I think I know what's going on here. I'm struggling through it. But does this person really want to know what we think about their kid's artwork? No, they're just so damn proud of it. And that's fine. Translate that to our websites. I think oftentimes as we're building websites, we have this same kind of feeling like, oh, we are very proud of the websites we build. And we know exactly how we're supposed to use the website because, you know, we helped build them or we're part of the teams and we did QA and we're naturally people will view a site and they're going to click on this item. It's just going to be this really seamless user experience. Well, this is when we talk about, you know, the types of visitors that visit and whether you know them or don't know them. Now, imagine the ability to actually understand what people thought about your kid's artwork, if you really cared or not, to make your kid a great artist, or same thing with your website. So feedback from anonymous people or even people you know, both of those things are important. Now, do you need to know who everybody is that gives you feedback? You absolutely don't. You certainly don't. Now, if they voluntarily give you information about themselves because they've purchased in the past or they've signed up to get a download or to be contacted, yeah, that's voluntarily giving you information and they want to be contacted or they want their feedback to be known. So Lucky Orange does account for both of these situations. Out of the box and by default, we're going to assign anonymous aliases to your visitors. And we kind of do some whimsical pairings. So we'll assign a color and a fruit or vegetable. So you might have, you know, purple banana or, you know, aqua tomato. And that's all you really need to know is that this person Doesn't matter their name, doesn't matter who they are. You just need to know that they struggled for these reasons and they're actionable. However, if a visitor does voluntarily submit information to you because they've, you know, chatted with you, they've signed up again in the past, Lucky Orange will give you advanced capability to assign basically an identifier to that visitor. That identifier could be a name because they've given it to you. It could be a customer ID. It can be an order value. It's another way of looking at it is saying, all right, here's somebody who struggled. Well, they're a high value customer because they've had an order value that's over, you know, $500, $1,000. So you can segment that feedback too and action on it. But know that that information is private to you and your website. So even if that visitor goes to a different website and that website also happens to have Lucky Orange on it, that information will not be shared across site. That is between you and the visitor. And of course, giving both the merchant and the visitor tons of controls to, you know, opt out of it or have that data deleted if they wanted to.
It kind of reminds me of kind of like the zero party or first party data. So the first party would be data that's inside Shopify and how you can action that. So that's, you know, usually through orders. And then the zero party data, which is kind of a more of a buzzword, but popular, is when, you know, you do surveys or just when the person actually gives information about their likes and dislikes. And maybe they're not a customer yet. They may do some kind of a quiz. I know there's quite a few partners that talk about this zero party data option and how you can action that data. But all of these kind of data points are all going to be accessible if the customer chooses to want to release it or if you're asking the right questions. And so it's cool that, that Lucky Orange understands that. And you're right, you don't need to know everything about every unknown customer or potential customer, but you do need to have some general ideas and knowing how to action it, I think is important.
Yeah. And this is kind of that like transition from what you lose actually in the digital world versus the brick and mortar world. If I'm standing at a checkout lane, I have the opportunity to see every visitor that comes into my store. I can see the products they browse. I can see some people try them on. I can see some people walk up to the register and purchase and or not purchase. And I can, you know, learn from their body language and see all those things. In the virtual world, some of that can be harder to find and see. And that's Lucky Orange still wants to be able for a merchant, and it doesn't matter what kind of team you're on, still to gain from those insights, again, without knowing that, oh, that was Steve who was in my store. If I don't know Steve right now, there's no reason I need to know that you're Steve. I just need to know that Steve was successful on my site because I made my products easy to find, or Steve wasn't successful because he had issues and I wasn't able to address them correctly.
I see. You know, for those that are new, you know, Shopify entrepreneurs, you know, we have a full range of people listening every week. And some people are really in the early stages of their business. And, you know, with your prices being so affordable to kind of get involved and just see the customer journey, are there prompts or anything in the platform itself from an education perspective about, hey, fair enough, you've added the app and we're now tracking the known and the unknown customers and we're tagging and organizing some things. That's all good. But then, what's the standard operating procedure now? Like what's step 1, 2, and 3? Like is there like an onboarding sequence to kind of educate people in the early stages of using the tool about like what sort of things you've seen as being successful about what to look for from within the tool?
Yeah. It's that question of now I'm sitting on a trove of information
exactly.
Now, you know, other than throwing myself into the haystack and hoping that needle pokes me, like, yeah. What do I do from here? And sure, and we're always getting better at this. And even one of our major focuses for this year is continue to simplify that discovery process and show you insights and jumping off points. While we continue to prove upon that, there's some things we do as an organization to help you hit the ground running. Everybody who signs up, whether you pay or not, or use a free account, is asked if they would like to take a 15-minute phone call with our customer success team. They show you tips and tricks and some ways to look at the data. It's a tremendous asset to just be able to speak to a real human about some of the data you're seeing, or again, hit the ground running in that capacity.
Yeah, I was just noticing too, I just kind of cruised over to into the blog area, and there's a lot of things in here too about how to better understand your visitors and how to run usability tests, literally from the zero starting point. And there's quite a few things about landing page optimization strategies. So I think you're on the right track here to have this kind of education available to people. I think the 15-minute call, I think is fantastic because that's a good kind of onboarding and say, hey, welcome. We're really here to help you. X, Y, and Z, here's some basic, you know, jumping off points, as you say, but then there's also, you know, subscribe to our newsletter and, you know, go to our blog and you can really start finding some good information in there. I think moving forward to actually like from within app to have some notable kind of recommendation engine to saying, hey, just so you know, over the last week, we've noticed X, Y, and Z. You may want to have a look because we're noticing some anomalies that we don't think are right. I think that's just the power of ML and AI into the future too.
Absolutely. I think there's always going to be this really important balance between real-time support, so being able to chat with us or phone call in, to having like desktop references where I can go back and kind of read a playbook for success, but then at the same time having curated and really bespoke recommendations that are based upon my site's traffic patterns and something triggering something that says, hey, look over here. This seems like a deviation. You're going to see a lot of that surfacing in app and more as we hear from our customers and saying, they're saying, hey, yeah, we like this and want more of this. And so a lot of that is continuing to come out in app, the ability to, again, surface these insights that feel actionable and allow you to say, okay, there is a lot to look at here. There's so many things I could do, you know, push me in a direction. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. No, I love that. So I want to pivot to a story. I think we're all pretty motivated. I know I get a lot of feedback like through social when I launch an episode, and they always say, hey, you know, the story is what really motivated me, because it kind of puts yourself in maybe the shoes of that entrepreneur and how they may have found the solution and, you know, maybe inspire them to take some action to actually try it for themselves too. But hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but it'd be great if you could maybe share a story or a case study maybe of a recent Shopify business, you know, that implemented your solution. And I just would like to understand what motivated them from not having Lucky Orange and then installing it and then going through the education process of how the tool works and then what kind of came out on the other side about improving efficiencies or driving more revenue or whatever the business outcome that you want to share today.
Yeah. And that goes back to the nobody wants to struggle. It doesn't matter what, again, whether we're a solo entrepreneur, smaller growing business, large established brand, we have a delicate balance between our time that's available to us, the resources we have, the knowledge we have, and everything else we need to juggle. And sometimes the simplest approach to understanding why something's not working, why am I not getting the sales I want? You know, what are my users looking for? Is to simply ask our customers, ask our visitors. And maybe I say that and someone says, well, no, duh, but how or what's the best way to do it? So here's a real world example. And again, while we work with a range of sizes of customers, and this one really is, I think, just personifies this exploration into hearing the voice of your customer. We had a customer, My Bait Shop, and they were, you know, just a decent size fishing and lure company. And much like any entrepreneur or e-commerce store, they had dozens, if not hundreds of SKUs available, if not even thousands, of all the different types of lures and fishing equipment and apparel that's available that anybody can purchase. So like any good Shopify merchant out there, they're going to create this really good looking landing page, put that carousel right there on top. And there's like, I don't know what to feature. So I'll just show a bunch of different things and maybe I'll categorize it. I think this is for... In other cases, you might see these are for, you know, men's products or women's products or kids. But, you know, those are just guesses at navigation to try to make it easier for people. So after struggling with some sales, they decided to say, all right, let me just create a quick Lucky Orange survey. And we're going to make it one question and just ask their audience, hey, what products are you interested in the most? Is it, you know, fishing poles? Is it tackle? Is it, you know, waders and boots or older vintage fishing lures? And interesting enough, a huge part of their audience told them, we're actually coming to your site because we're really looking for these hard to find vintage lures that seemingly they offered. And when they took that information and they got the, again, from running a survey through Lucky Orange, and then they paired that, because we don't just offer the surveys, we pair it with the Lucky Orange sessions and recordings so they can then go back and watch how the people navigated the site who filled out the survey, they really saw that people were struggling to find those products. So what they did is decided to, on their homepage, simplify the navigation and add this thing, you know, vintage lures available to them. And instantly their success and their checkouts went up significantly. And I think they grew their sales 300% or something by simply just listening to their customer and asking them, hey, what are you trying to find? And then featuring that. And that's that simplifying that discovery, but from the user's perspective, to, you know, eliminate that guesswork.
Yeah, I'm actually on mybaitshop.com right now. And, you know, you're absolutely right. So they've taken the lessons learned from Lucky Orange and now implemented it on the home. You know, welcome to My Bait Shop, the world's largest online, only new, used, and vintage fishing tackle shop. So very clearly, they've learned that that's what they want to be known for, because that's what the customers were looking for based on the survey that you help facilitate. So I think that's pretty cool. And that could work with anybody in any industry. You know, like if you're in fashion, I mean, fashion is probably half of Shopify. If you're a fashion brand on, there's certain, you know, garments that you want to sell, fair enough. But, you know, is that truly the reason why people are showing up? Was it more the story behind it? And, you know, is there other different types of things that they want to see? Maybe you're a t-shirt brand and you're looking for more vintage t-shirts. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe more the 80s band section. You want to have, like, you just, there's so many questions that you can ask. To really, at the end of the day, you're trying to tailor, you know, what your audience is looking for, and you want to, you know, make these products that, you know, that they want to see. This is a great example, though, with My Bait Shop. I love it.
No, it's absolutely true. And I think you touched on it. I think there's this two-way assumption that we are going to teach our visitors what they want and what's good for them. But I think it's almost the inverse that we should really be more mindful of let them teach us and let us kind of cater to that and make that easy to find. And then, of course, once we have them, we now have the ability to, you know, remarket to them, bring them back and things like
Absolutely. That. Absolutely. That's another podcast. So let's talk a little bit about the future for Lucky Orange. You know, you're newish, at least as a technology partner in the last year and a bit, and very successful app in the App Store now. But I just would like to understand maybe what your North Star is. You're talking about some things that you might be working on. And I don't know if you can talk about your public roadmap at all for the rest of 22 and partner alignment or innovation. I'm just curious about what sort of, what you're going to be doing, I guess, just to continue offering value and assistance to Shopify brands.
Yeah, and I think that speaks from the high level perspective, where we continue to be mindful of how busy people are. And really, truly, whether you are your own store or you're just a member of a team, we are busy and there's a lot we want to do. So it is Lucky Orange's charge and duty to help you execute the things you need to be doing. And a lot of that is going to be through how we surface insights in Lucky Orange that say, all right, hey, this trend is happening. Here are some recordings that support it. Here are some heat map insights that support it. Now that we've proven it to you, go fix it. And guess what? We're going to be here to help you monitor it and make sure it's all going to plan. In some cases, we might even be able to help you fix it or even point you in the right direction. We know a big part of that is being able to export this and share this with others. So getting more capabilities around that. And really, at the end of the day, it just comes back to simplifying that discovery, while at the same time, continue to be committed to having our ear to the ground and listening to our users, the merchants, the people saying, all right, we really like this and we want more of that. And being cautious of, you know, never affecting as best as we can the speed or performance of the site. And even when Shopify did their big rollout with, I think Lighthouse was the partner, and they were doing an audit of the app, we consistently ranked very high as far as not having an impact to the site. And that's something we were very proud of, because when you sign up for Lucky Orange, you don't have to use all the features, but you get access to the visitor data, the sessions, the heat maps, form analytics, surveys, chat, and all those things are included just with that one app or the one piece of JavaScript that you would install. As we continue to expand on our capability, our direction, our North Star comes from understanding the pain points and really speaking with our users and helping them be more successful at their day-to-day.
Yeah, I love it. And so with this app then, so when someone goes to the Shopify App Store, I guess you can search for it through Lucky Orange. You can find it there and add it onto your store. Is that pretty much all that's required as part of the onboarding process, is to add that app? And then from there, are there step-by-step instructions about what sort of parts of the app you want to use? And then are those parts activated as required? Just maybe you can walk us through what can people expect if they do turn it on.
Yeah, the easiest flow is through the app ecosystem or the Shopify Plus app ecosystem, searching for Lucky Orange. And it's as, I would say, and I'm using quotes here, as complicated as clicking the button, get app. It's going to authenticate it. And then you, and really with the next set of visitors that come to your site, you are tracking. You may not be ready to use every feature, but they are there when you're ready. So instantly you're going to be able to see in real time visitors on the site. And that's one of the features that we have is a real-time kind of co-browse to see what people are doing. So a lot of times people like to experiment with it. You know, they get on their phone and they're almost watching themselves on their phone. And you see a lot of that happening. And that's kind of that the playground that it is. But yes, of course, that's where our onboarding comes in. And, you know, we help guide you through, all right, here's, you know, some step-by-step things to help you get the most out of, you know, your first even 7 days of Lucky Orange. You know, view a heat map over here. Here's how to set up chat. So if you're ready to use chat down the road, you know, you're set up. So there's a lot of in-app tutorial and onboarding, let alone, again, the 15-minute calls and the other documentation we have available.
Lovely. It's good to know there's no other like kind of manual kind of code things that you have to deal with. I find that a lot with private apps or other different marketing platforms over the years where people have to get into liquid code above the head tag and do their thing and just kind of craziness. So you just literally install the app. It does the magic that's required on every page. And then from there, your servers are tracking and organizing it through their instance.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to do as much of the heavy lifting as possible. And we know from time to time, you might want to do some advanced customization. And believe me, we have that documentation available. But for 99% of users, out of the box, they hit get app and they're hitting the ground running.
One thing I'd add too about the Shopify Plus brands that are listening today, one, I guess, advantage they have, which might be interesting for Lucky Orange customers, is this checkout.liquid, which is the whole understanding the full checkout flow, all parts of it, where maybe, you know, those that are on Shopify core brands, maybe as high as the advanced plan, they don't have access to modifying that checkout flow at all. And I always question sometimes, you know, is there some attribution challenges or can there be some cross-domain problems? There's a lot of weirdness that can happen. Do you know much about what happens on the Plus side that, you know, now this code is going to be fully tracked on the add to cart and proceed to checkout and the whole flow where it likely may not have been injected on the core side of Shopify, but it could be wrong. So maybe just get some clarity about the, I guess, the overall experience of Shopify core customers or Shopify Plus customers.
I would say in the most politically best way possible, that is one of the major advantages when you're utilizing Lucky Orange, when you are a Shopify Plus merchant, is that you get to see the end-to-end user experience because you have control of those checkout domains and the code gets there. Now, again, we are not going to transmit any sensitive data. And even from the browser, we anonymize any keystrokes. So you don't have to worry about, you know, social security numbers, credit card fields, any of that sort of thing. But again, a tremendous advantage about being a Shopify Plus merchant is not just the opportunity to see what's happening on these pages, because oftentimes this is where a little bit of, you know, buyer second guess comes in. You know, I'm right there. I got the product in the cart. I'm putting in my billing. Do I really want to do it? You lose that transparency on core that when you're on Shopify Plus, you really get to see that happen. And that's when you can even still, if you're using our chat with customers, or perhaps you notice that I am losing people on these final stages of checkout and I want to offer them even a promo. Hey, sign up today and get 10% off, which you can do with Lucky Orange and offer these kind of announcements. That is a tremendous opportunity that you have when you are a Shopify Plus merchant using our app.
One other question I have too before we wrap up today is about how Lucky Orange kind of connects to things like installments as part of a checkout flow. I know we're aligned now with Affirm as kind of our official partner for doing this buy now, pay later kind of options. There are quite a few other third parties out there that, you know, kind of go on a subdomain and the webhook comes back for a successful transaction, or even Shop Pay, which is our accelerated checkout option. Like, there's lots of money products inside Shopify, but I'm just curious if you have any anecdotes you can just quickly talk about how installments or subscription offerings from Order Groove or Recharge, Bold Commerce, they have their kind of subscription APIs connected to us, or how installments or the Shop Pay accelerated button. Do all of those sessions, are they still all recorded and do we still completely understand and are they tagged accordingly? Just so that we can say, hey, there's lots of people are clicking on the installments option or they're not, or something's missing, or I just was curious about like how Lucky Orange just organizes itself with these other kind of pieces of the checkout flow.
So without going into each specific example, I'll speak to the real world use cases, which is if the visitor's on your domain, they're going to be tracked and you're going to be able to do things like generate a click heat map and see, okay, yeah, a lot of visitors are clicking on the buy now button, or they're clicking on the, you know, buy with Shop Pay or things like that. So you're going to be able to see those. If the visitor leaves your domain and the Lucky Orange code is not there, then we won't be able to track them. But ultimately, when the order is complete, very similar to Shopify Core. When they come back to your actual domain to get the order complete page, we'll pick them back up and we'll still be able to appropriately tag the visitor as this is a visitor who converted or checked out. So if they leave the domain, obviously we won't track them. But when they come back, if that in fact does happen in any of these cases, then, you know, it's going to be still a really nice, seamless recording and session playback. And of course, you'll still be able to have all kinds of analytics and metrics as far as are people clicking even on the buy with Shop Pay and things like that.
I see. Okay, cool. That's important to me because I think those are kind of like, I guess, hot CRO things that I see anyways of, you know, Shop Pay is a big option for people to, I know the product adoption is huge and installments is a massively growing industry too with our millennial buyers right now and that don't have credit cards and want to divide things all up into four equal payments. It seems to be a very successful conversion lift when people understand that's available and how seamless it is now going off domain and web hooks back and things like that. And so before we wrap up for today, I just would like to know, where should we send people, I guess, to learn more? If you can kind of, I guess, more of a call to action for the end of the show for today.
Absolutely. You always can find us in the Shopify ecosystem by just searching for Lucky Orange. I know we also have a really great page with you and e-commerce Fastlane. So if you go to ecommercefastlane.com/Lucky Orange, we're going to have a nice information there.
And I understand what we have a little offer. We kind of chat in the green room just before recording. And you want to, I guess, for those listening today that have not tried Lucky Orange and they see that there's value in understanding their customer journey and want to be able to action it, you have a little promotion for them for today.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that can make it through a podcast with me on the other end, I'm always appreciative of, but even more so, we are offering a 10% off any plan for Lucky Orange. Of course, all you have to do is enter the promo code Fastlane when you get to our upgrade page. But of course, this will also be available if you go through the ecommercefastlane.com/Lucky Orange. That will be available through that too.
This is lovely. Well, you can't see, but I've scrambled two full pages of notes. And I think that's a successful podcast when I have lots of notes because I have this life of learning mantra and I've known of you. It's funny when I go to the app store and actually look, you're one of the rare partners that I see that, you know, the launch date was in 2014. So you're like almost 8 years in the app store. You're definitely an OG.
So yeah, we feel like a grandpa in the space a little bit.
Absolutely. But you know what? It's well deserved. There's like almost 800 five-star reviews in there. So people obviously love your tool. It's very clear. And I just, you know, once again, thank you for coming on the show. You're doing some phenomenal work. The reviews alone are just raving about kind of what actionable things it reveals to them that they never knew. And it's helping brands. And that's the key. And the tool is very affordable. So, and then now there's discount too. So it's a lot of pluses in my books that, you know, if you don't have a heat mapping kind of replay tool, plus all the other benefits that come along with Lucky Orange, you should definitely check them out. And once again, Danny, thank you for coming on the show and just sharing your knowledge and just giving back to the ecosystem.
No, I thank you, Steve. And I thank your audience. I think it's, I mean, clearly if you're listening to this, you have a thirst to continue to grow and learn. So I'm excited. And again, I appreciate the opportunity. So thank you all and congratulations to everyone listening.
All right. Have yourself a great afternoon. Today's episode is brought to you by BeProfit, the all-in-one profit analysis dashboard for Shopify e-commerce brands. Get a grip on all of your store's data and start making data-driven decisions to optimize your profitability today. Make the most of your store and discover the true power of BeProfit by visiting BeProfit.co. And don't forget to use the code FL15, it's FL15, for an exclusive lifetime 15% discount. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.